This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. After months of protests against racism and police brutality, legislators passed a bill late last night that ends qualified immunity in state court, allowing police officers and other local elected officials to be prosecuted for civil rights violations. The state Senate voted in favor of the New Mexico Civil Rights Act shortly after midnight, and if amendments are approved by the House, it will head to the governor for signature. KUNM's Khalil Ekolona spoke with Jeff Proctor of the Santa Fe Reporter about this and other measures aimed at police reform.
So this bill, it would allow New Mexicans who've been deprived of their civil rights under the state constitution, whether it's free speech, freedom of assembly, free from illegal search and seizure by the government, equal protection under the law, the same kinds of things you see in the Bill of Rights at the federal level. Although here in our state, some of those protections are a bit more expansive. In any event, if you feel that your civil rights have been violated by the government, you could now take that claim into state court and make that assertion. The other big deal under this bill is that the government would not be able to claim qualified immunity. Easiest way to understand it, it's not actually a defense that the government brings. It's something that stops the case before it ever gets to trial. And it's essentially the government saying, we are entitled to immunity from these claims because there is no such previous case that's exactly on point with this one.
Okay, so we keep hearing about how this legislature is more progressive, more left than it's been in the past. Is that holding true as lawmakers weigh in on this Civil Rights Act?
Yes and no, I would say. And the interesting thing about this too, Khalil, is I don't think this is really a left-right issue. In terms of the legislators themselves, I will say that I have, for the most part, not been surprised with where the opposition to this legislation has come from. There have been a few surprises. In the Senate Judiciary Committee, it passed on the narrowest of margins. It was a 5-4 vote with all three Republicans on that committee voting against the legislation. No surprise there. And then Daniel Ivy Soto, who's an Albuquerque attorney and a Democrat, also voted against the legislation, which is what made that vote so close.
Are there any serious barriers to its passage?
There have been lots of serious barriers. There have been a lot of changes to this bill from its original form. For example, when it was first introduced, there was no cap on damages that plaintiffs could recover in these civil rights claims. Now there's a $2 million cap. Okay. And that's a response to city and county governments and attorneys who represent school districts, for example, saying, hey, if we do this, you're running the risk of bankrupting some of the smaller communities.
We have Senate Bill 220 that's also moving forward. This one would require body cameras that automatically turn on sometimes. When would they turn on?
What that bill would do, number one, it would require this new breed of police body camera so that when something like an aggravated pursuit begins and the officer flips on his cherry tops and hammers the gas pedal, that would kick on the camera.
Okay.
Or when the camera system detects the sound of a gunshot, it would kick on the camera. Or when the officer goes and pulls his service weapon out of the holster, it would kick on the camera. It would also clarify some of the stuff in the law that was passed last year requiring the use of body cameras. It would give officers some exceptions for when they don't have to turn the cameras on. That would be like when they are in the middle of some sort of an undercover operation, right? So right now, all citizen encounters are required to be recorded. This bill has had opposition and I think is going to continue to have opposition.
Jeff Proctor, always a pleasure.
My pleasure indeed. Thank you, sir.
That was KUNM's Khalil Ekolona speaking with Jeff Proctor from the Santa Fe Reporter. A longer version of this conversation can be found on the show No More Normal. Your New Mexico Government is a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico PBS, and the Santa Fe Reporter. Funding for our coverage comes from the Kellogg Foundation and from KUNM listeners like you, with support for public media provided by the Thornburg Foundation.